各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
上礼拜四晚上，小弟有机会到伯克莱大学去跟他们参加他们的团契。
Last week, I had the opportunity to go to Berkeley to attend their fellowships with them.
还遇到一位大三的青年。
And I met a junior.Junior class student youth.
他在谈到说，他现在有所谓的 middle college crisis.
And he told me,
这是大学的这个危机啊。
That he was going through the mid college crisis.
啊，不知道以后毕业之后呢，是要继续念博士。还是要转行呢，去做去念律师。
He wasn't sure if he was to continue with his master's or to change his field to becoming a lawyer.
他就谈到说，在911事件之后呢，对他的冲击很大。
And he talked about the effects on him after the 9/11 attacks.
他觉得他应该转行来做律师呢，可以去读那些。国际的刑法可以把坏人引渡到这里来审判之类的事情。
And he wanted to go into law so that he can study criminal justice, so that he can bring the terrorists into trials.
那我看着他，跟他讲话，看着他就觉得。这位青年呢，就好像一颗早上九点钟的太阳，充满了远景，充满了希望。
So when I looked at him, I felt that this youth was just like a morning sun filled with hope and warm.
他的人生呢，也有很多想要追求的东西啊。
And in his life, he had many things that he wished to pursue after.
那给我很多感受，所以呢，今天早上我们就用人生的追寻做题目，来谈一谈。人生应该有什么样方向的追寻
？So I like to use the topic seeking of life to talk about what kind of goals or direction we should have in life.
在士师记里面呢，有一位士师名叫基甸他带领了以色列百姓呢，打败了米甸人他的敌人。
There is a judge in the book of Judges called Gideon, and he had conquered the Midianites with the Israelites.
他得胜之后呢，他跟老百姓讲说：“我跟我的孩子都不当你们的王，但是呢，神应当做你们的王。”
After he was victorious, he told his people that me and your children should not be the king, but the Lord God should be your king.
他想不到他过世之后，以色列百姓又回去拜巴利拜偶像了。
But nevertheless, after he had passed away, it was unfortunate that the Israelites went back to worshiping Baal.
然后就记载一个基甸的儿子叫做亚比米勒，他的人生追寻呢，就是要追寻做一个伟大的国王。
And the son of Gideon wanted to, for his goal in life, he wanted to be a very great king.
我们一起来念一下这一段记事。我们看士师记第九章的第一节。
Let's all refer to this passage in Judges chapter 9, verse 10.
士师记第九章的第一节。
Judges chapter 9, verse 1.
旧约309页。
Old Testament.
旧约309页。
Judges 9, verse 1.
我们一起来念，我觉得一起念我觉得很好。我们一起来念到第六节。
Let's all read together from verse 1 to verse 6.
预备起。耶路巴利的儿子亚比米勒到了示剑，见他的众母舅，对他们和他外祖全家的人说：“请你们问示剑的众人说，是耶路巴利的众子七十人都管理你们好呢，还是一人管理你们好呢？”你们又要纪念我是你们的骨肉，他的众母舅便将这一切话为他说给示剑人听，示剑人就的心就归向亚比米勒，他们说他原是我们的弟兄，就从巴利比利士的庙中取了七十色克勒银子给亚比米勒，亚比米勒用以雇了些毁徒跟随他， 他往俄活拉到他父亲的家，将他弟兄耶路巴利众子七十人都杀在一块磐石上，只剩下耶路巴利的小儿子耶坦，因为他躲藏了。第六节，示剑人和米罗人都一同聚集往示剑橡树旁的柱子那里，立亚比米勒为王。他们这边就记载这个示剑的儿子呢，亚比米勒，他一生的追寻就是要做一个国王。
Here it mentions that this son wanted to be for his whole life pursued to become king.
那我们就想个问题，一个人有一个崇高的理想要做王，有错误吗？
So when this raises a question, is it wrong to wish to become king and be ambitious in life?
我们当中的一些小朋友，他们以后将来要当美国总统，这样的理想有什么错误呢？
To have that dream of becoming the American president one day, is that a wrong?
或者是我们在教会里面想要追求做一个负责人、长老、执事，这个有什么错呢？
Or is it wrong to wish to become one day a pastor, elder, or deacon of the church?
或者是我们想要做一个青年班的老师，啊，这个有什么错呢？
Or to become a religious education teacher, is that a wrong thinking?
那我们从圣经上看起来，其实呢，都是动机的问题。
But when we look at the Bible, actually all of this relates to motives.
有一次，西比泰的两个儿子跟他的妈妈去找耶稣，说将来耶稣得国的时候，他们要坐在耶稣的右边跟左边。
Once the sons of Zebedee said to Jesus that when Jesus is resurrected, they one wants to be on his right hand and left hand.
那么耶稣说：“你们不知道你们求的是什么？我喝的苦杯，你们可以喝吗？”
And Jesus said, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the bitter cup that I am drinking?"
啊，其实耶稣基督喝了这个苦杯之后，他自己也坐在天父的右边呢。
But actually, after drinking this bitter cup, he himself sat at the right side of the Father.
所以告诉我们说，其实一个人要追求的是一种喝苦杯的人生，是一种服务的人生，是一种牺牲自我来服务社会的人生。
So this tells us what we should pursue after is one of drinking this bitter cup of sacrificing ourselves and denying ourselves.
当一个人想要为神来服侍一种有想要做一个为神服侍的生活的时候，圣经讲说呢，这样的志气呢是值得敬重的。
Says in the Bible, when a person wishes to serve the Lord, this kind of ambition is something to be honored.
所以圣经上讲说，你们当中如果有人想要做长老啊，想要做监督啊，这个志气是值得敬重的。
So it says in the Bible, those of you who wish to be elders or supervisors of others are to be honored.
因为他要追求的是一种牺牲自我来服务他人的人生啊。
Because what they pursue after is this self-denial to sacrifice themselves for others, to serve others.
所以我们觉得服事本身呢，比那个头衔更重要。
So we know that service to others is more important than ambition.
我们以前提过说，我们很喜欢亚伯拉罕·林肯，不是因为他是个总统，而是因为他做了解放黑奴的这件伟大的事情。
We said that once we really liked the President Abraham Lincoln, not because he was president, but because he freed the slaves.
我们敬重教会的长老啊，不是因为他是长老，而是这位长老曾经冒生命的危险到日本统治下的不能传教的地方呢啊，去那个山地传教。
We respect the elders of the church not because he's an elder, but because he preached under the rule of the Japanese, where he was not allowed to preach religion.
啊，所以我们追求一个啊要做教会伟大的事情的时候呢，不是头衔呐。
So when we pursue after something in church, it is not actually what your status is.
圣经上讲说，我人不要追求虚浮的荣耀。
Says in the Bible that we should not go after those desirable status positions.
因为人生好像草，人生的美容像花，草会凋谢，花会枯干
了。Because life and glory of life is like the flowers which will wither and die.
几年前，小弟到夏威夷去呢，遇到张学良将军在 Waikiki Beach 那个地方。
Few years ago, when I went to Hawaii, I met a general in Waikiki Beach.
其实张学良将军在中国近代史上面呢，他扮演了相当重要的角色。
In history, he had played an important role in the Chinese history.
那张学良将军，他年轻的时候，人家叫他张少帅。
And when he was a young person in his youth, people called him a handsome by his last name.
他的确是很帅啊，那风度翩翩，也很会打仗啊。
Because he was indeed very handsome and he knew how to fight battles.
那当我看到他坐在轮椅上面一棵棕树下的时候，那种老态龙钟的啊样子呢，我实在是很难跟以前那种英姿焕发的那种带兵的照片呢联想在一起啊。
But then when I met him, he was sitting in a wheelchair under a tree, and it was hard for me to imagine or picture the two images of him being a handsome, youthful person and him now.
啊，所以人生的美容呢，就像花草一样啊。
So indeed, the beauty of life is like the flowers.
啊，前些日子我去访问一位姐妹。
A while ago, I went to visit a sister.
她照顾一位102岁的人瑞哈，一位妇人呢。
He cared after a 102-year-old woman.
哦，实在年纪很大。
Very advanced in age.
她跟我说，她的脊椎骨已经歪一边了。
She told me that her spinal cord was already tilted.
她每天早上起来只能够坐在椅子上面呢，啊，也不能走动太多，啊，看着窗外。
And every morning, she could only sit in a chair, not walk too much, and just look outside the window.
那要洗手间要洗澡呢，都要我们的姐妹呢啊抱她到那个澡盆里面去啊。
And even to go to use the restroom or wash her hands, our sister had to carry her to the restroom.
啊，这就是人生啊。
And this is life.
当人年纪大的时候呢，美容就好像这个花草一样就会凋残。
When a person is advanced in age, beauty is just like the flowers that will wither.
所以实际上让我们追求的不是一种虚荣，而是一种实质的服务啊。
So what the Bible wishes for us to seek after is not materialistic, but is actually a way of service.
但是当我们在追求一种，比如说啊，可不可以做王，可不可以做教会这种服事的，或者追求头衔，我们怎么知道我们的动机是不是正确呢？我真的有服事的精神，还是我想要那个头衔呢？
But when we are seeking after these high positions in church or to become the king, do we really have the motive to serve or do we have the motive to become that high rank?
我们怎么样来检讨自己的动机是不是正确的呢？
How do we examine ourselves to see if our motives are correct?
我们觉得亚比米勒他的动机不正确，是因为他自己要去追寻这个头衔。
We feel that Abimelech's motive is not right because he wanted to get this position himself.
从世上看起来，所有的头衔或是职分都是在神的手中，是神给的，不是人追求的。
In the Bible, we see all the high-ranking positions are given by God, not pursued after by men themselves.
我自己在想这个啊，不晓得对不对？这个 Al Gore 跟那个George Bush 他们在竞选的事情啊。
And I was thinking myself, I don't know if this is correct, but when George Bush and Al Gore was fighting for presidency,
小弟觉得那个即使总统的职分呢，也是在神的手中啊。
I feel that the president position is in the hands of God.
那么今天神把这个总统的职分给 George Bush， 的确是现在看起来是对美国比较好一点的。
And indeed, when you look at it, when the position was given to George Bush, it looks like it'sTowards United States advantage right now.
因为神早就看到有911的事件会在今年发生。
Because God had already foreseen this event of 9/11 happening.
那没有做 Bush 的班底呢？就是 Bush 的班底的确是有打仗的经验，波斯湾打仗的经验，他们来啊处理这个事情，的确可能应该对美国全国的利益会好一点。
And you can see that under Bush's cabinet members, they had the experience of fighting in the Bosnia War, which is better for America.
那所以我们就觉得说，这个职分呢，不是人有办法去争取得到的。
So we see that this position is not something that you can fight for.
而是神给我们的。
It is something that God grants us.
那我们从圣经上看，如果一个人呢、啊，想要去追求职分或是头衔呢，结果都不是很好。
So we see in the Bible, if one wished to fight for this position, all the results are not really good.
就像这个亚比米勒，他去追求这个自己要求这个东西呢，最后他的结果，当王只当了三年。
Just like Abimelech, when he went after this position, he was only king for 3 years.
在古代里面哦，那个一个英雄哦，最悲惨的死法就是被一个妇人杀死啊。这是古代的，现在可能不是这样子。
In the olden time, the worst way for a hero to die is to be killed by a woman.
亚 亚比米勒的死法就是呢，当他去攻城的时候呢，一个妇人就拿一块大磨石从城上丢下来，一不小心就打到他的头，他就这样死掉了。
The way he died was a woman had thrown a rock that hit his head accidentally and he died.
那你再看圣经上其他人物，比如说像大卫的儿子这个亚撒龙。
And like in the Bible, we see the son of David, Absalom.
他也是想要追寻一个虚浮的荣耀，想要自己去当王。
He wanted to be king himself, and he wanted it materialistically.
最后他也是下场非常的悲惨。
And his end result was also very tragic.
所以我们说，职分不是人有办法去追寻的，是神给的。
So we know positions are not conquered by humans, but given by God.
你看大卫是合神心意的人哦。
You see that David is one that pleases God.
他这一辈子呢，从来不要想去争啊。
He never wanted to fight for anything.
他就等着别人说，你来做这个事情好不好？
He always waited till others asked him to do this.
所以这是我们可以检讨自己动机的第一步，我们自己去争取、去运动、去要求吗？
So we can self-examine to see if we are ourselves are fighting for the position.
那在这个争取的过程当中，你发现到说，亚比米勒不但是这样做，而且呢，他杀了自己的兄弟70个人。
And in the Bible you see Abimelech did not only do this himself, but he killed his own brothers, 70 of them.
如果我们在在教会争取一个头衔，或在公司里面争取一个 manager， 如果当过程当中有恨、有杀、有勾心斗角，那么我们觉得我们的动机可能就不正确了。
Just like when we wish to be manager at our work or a high-ranking officer, but in the process of it, there's hatred and there's motives toward harm for others. That is wrong.
小弟来的国家现在正在选举啊。
When I came to the company, when I
小弟来的那个国家现在正在选举哈。
There's a election going on.
台湾呢？
In Taiwan.
那你就会知道说呢，新闻报道呢，就是常常报道一些相当负面的彼此骂来骂去的勾心斗角的事情。
And you see on the news report, it always shows the sides of people fighting debating with one another.
这个事情呢，我们教会是没有的，感谢主。
And this is something that we do not see in church.
教会也不应该有这样的事情啊。
And we should not have these kind of things in church.
我说我们人生追求什么呢？
So we ask, what do we seek after in life?
我们追求管理的工作，追求人上人吗？
Do we seek after to be the highest of all others?
或者是我们追求服事跟牺牲呢？
Or do we search for service and sacrifice?
那这个当亚比米勒在杀众人的时候呢？杀那个他爸爸的一些孩子的时候呢，其中有个最小的孩子就逃掉了。
When Abimelech was killing his father's sons, one of the youngest sons was able to escape.
他又提出一种人生追寻的一种不同方向的想法。
And this targeted toward another kind of goal in life.
他追寻什么样的人生呢？
What kind of life was he aiming after?
我们来看九章的第十节。
Let's refer to chapter 9 verse 10.
士师记九章第十节。
Judges chapter 9 verse 10.
310页。
9 verse 10.
我们一起来念到第十一节。
Let's read together to verse 11.
第十节，士师记九章第十节。
Verse 10.
预备起，树木对无花果树说，请你来做我们的王。十一节，无花果树回答说，我岂肯止住所结甜美的果子飘摇在众树之上呢？这个约坦呢，他有一个人生观念，就觉得人活着不是要做王。
Jotham had a perception in life that living should not be just to become king.
人活着就是要结出甜，就像一棵树一样，它要结出甜美的果子。
To live is like a tree to be able to give up good fruit.
人活着就是要尽本分。
And to live is to do your best.
一个基督徒也应该尽本分，结出那些属灵的果子出来。
A Christian should do our best to also produce the spiritual fruit.
就是把人性的光辉，主耶稣给我们的光辉，把它发扬出来。
Which is to reveal this crown that God has given us.
我们听这个，这次我们灵会听到我们的传道在勉励我们说呢，这个施洗案对到他面前来悔改的人呢，要求很严格。
We heard in the past spiritual convocation that John the Baptist wanted, has strict standards for the people that came for
repentance.
He said, for you to believe in the Lord, that's good.
但是你们要悔改,
but you must repent and produce good fruit.
说看啊,
look, the axe is already at the trunk of the tree. Those who do not produce fruit will be cut down and thrown into the furnace. So Jesus also emphasized this matter. Once Jesus went under a fig tree to try to find fruit to eat. But he couldn't find it. So Jesus rebuked the tree and said, you shall not bear fruit any longer. And that tree withered. So to be a Christian, what should we go pursue after? We should try to show the crown of Jesus Christ. This is not just to see if we did certain things in the day. What we should care about is whether or not our lives changed. Because a good tree bears good fruit. If our lives change, we should not worry about what we are to do today. Automatically, we will live the life of Jesus Christ.
And
through daily prayer, God will pour down His love through His Holy Spirit.
忍耐啦, 这种温柔啦, 这种美好的德性,
and we will have this patience and love and this wonderful behaviors and deeds.
啊, 所以我们今天很重要的就是
So importantly, we must see if we live a spiritual life each day.
啊, 那结果子的一个目的呢?
The purpose of bearing fruit.
耶坦又有另外一个观念啊。
Jotham had another concept.
我们来看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
四十记九章的第九节,
Chapter 9, verse 9.
309页,
verse 9.
四十记九章第九节,
Judges 9, verse 9.
我们才念,
read together.
橄榄树回答说, 我岂肯止住供奉神和尊重人的油, 飘摇在众树之上呢? 我们再跳过来念, 13节.
Let's jump to verse 13.
预备起, 葡萄树回答说, 我岂肯止住使人, 神和人喜乐的油, 飘摇在众树之上呢? 这个结果子的一个目的, 不是自己吃用而已。
The purpose of bearing fruit is not to feed ourselves.
我们觉得人生的追寻不只是追寻自己的幸福或是我们自己家庭的幸福而已。
We see that pursuing after life is not just for the benefits of our own ourselves or for our families.
因为这个追寻是要追寻能够 容神一人,
the seeking of life is to be able to honor God and to benefit other people.
所以我们不是为自己而活,
we should not live for ourselves only, but to live for other people.
我们很多弟兄姐妹家里有时候种果树,
a lot of our brothers and sisters have planted fruit trees.
比如说你们家后院种丝瓜,
For example, if you have squash growing in the backyard,
你长了100多条丝瓜,
and you've grown 100 of them,
你想说自己想用就好了,
and you wish to use them yourselves,
结果后来那些菜瓜都变成菜瓜布了,
and then all the squash becomes mush.
因为你自己想用这个都根本就用不完的, 但是如果我们懂得把它供奉神, 或是分享人, 我们就会知道, 我们的人生是皆大欢喜的人生。
Because you know that you cannot use them yourselves. If you use that to offer to others, you will see that you will enjoy life better.
人生的喜乐真的是从服事来的呢。
And the joy of life really comes from service.
小弟自己回想自己一生啊。
When I think back to my whole life,
我觉得我这辈子最不快乐的时光呢, 是我当 这个青少年的时期,
I feel that the most unhappy time of my life was when I was a teenager.
啊, 因为那时候很孤僻啊,
because at that time I had a lot of these idiosyncrasies.
啊, 不喜欢跟别人在一起啊,
I was unwilling to be with other people.
我喜乐没有跟人家分享,
And I did not share my joy with others.
我的痛苦别人家也不知道。
And no one knew my sorrows.
所以我就觉得好像生活在自己的一个塔里面呢，是跟人家隔绝的，那是一种最痛苦的人生啊。
I feel like the most miserable life is to live in your own tower.
这是一个人一生的追寻，如果真的可以去容神一人。
But if your life is to glorify God and to benefit others,
我们会知道那真的是一种。幸福的人生
We can see that that is a very joyful life
我从世界日报这是昨天的报纸剪了一个副刊下来
I had taken down an article of the newspaper yesterday
很有趣这里在讲一个抬头一个标题它写说一家四老外然后呢施比受更有福
And on the title, it says the whole family is all Americans, and to give is to better to gain. Give is better than gaining.
他在谈到呢，有一个加拿大人呢，娶了一个菲律宾人呢。
And it mentions that a Canadian had married a Filipino.
那全家都移民到台湾去了。
And the whole family immigrated to Taiwan.
他很会生，一生就十个。
And the wife was able to give birth to 10 children.
那他们常常利用这个一家人呢，包括那两岁的小朋友呢，每到假期的时候呢，就到养父之家、育幼院表演歌舞，播送欢乐。
And the youngest of their children would often go and perform at this old nursing home.
原来他是一个传教士。
And originally the person head of the household is a minister.
他流浪的生活就是为了要传福音呢。
And his life was to preach.
但你看他这样的人生呢，他是把欢乐带给别人的人生。他的题目他自己觉得说自己一个人生的感受就是施比受真的更有福啊。
And his life was to give to others, so on the title he felt to give is to better than receive.
那刚好在这篇文章下面有一个很反面的、很对比的文章，他说呢。抛夫弃子十八年，妇人死又复活。
And on another title right underneath it, it says that the
这个故事是说一个妇人呢，十八年前呢，当她三个孩子都十岁以下的时候呢，她自己就离开她的先生自己要出去啊。
That the story talks about a woman that left her husband with children herself.
没有，她把孩子留在她的。先生那里啦。
She left the children with the husband, and she left herself.
他先生一直求这个太太，你不要离开，孩子还这么小，是吗
？And the husband kept begging the wife not to leave because the children were young.
但是为了追求自己的幸福呢，他不愿意来牺牲自己的青春。
But because of her own benefit, the wife was unwilling to give up her youth.
七年之后呢，太太就没有芳踪了，所以他就到政府去登记，这个人死掉了。
So after she was gone, she went to the government and said that this person is already dead.
十八年之后呢，这个太太发现到自己没有保险呐，她想说，我应该去报户口，因为我还有夫家嘛，这样子回到夫家就有保险了，就想要回到夫家那边去。十八年之后
，After 18 years, she wanted to return to her own family because she realized she had no insurance.
结果呢，她孩子也不认她了，先生也不要她了。
But after 18 years, the husband did not want to take her back anymore, and her children did not know.
一个自私的人
，a selfish person，
追求自己幸福的人
，persons pursuing after their own joy.
最后的结局却是这样的凄凉，这样的凄惨。
The conclusion is so tragic.
那一个懂得爱别人的家庭
，but a family that knows how to love others.
他把欢乐带给别人
，bringing joy to others.
自己也得到欢乐。
They gain joy themselves.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要追人生要做什么样的追求呢
？So brothers and sisters, what kind of life should we seek?
我们的确是应该追求一种荣神益人的生活。
We should seek a life that glorifies God and benefits others.
所以我记得在礼拜四晚上，我跟那个伯克莱的大学生这样分享自己的意见。
So I remember that Thursday evening at the fellowship in Berkeley, I shared my thoughts with the student.
小弟觉得说，其实呢。你以后无论当律师呢，或是做一个读一个 computer science 的 PhD 呢，这个都不是最重要的。
I said, whether or not you're a lawyer or if you are a PhD, this is not the important thing.
人生最重要的事情就是你的追寻是一种帮助别人的荣耀神的生活。
A life that you pursue is to help others and to glorify God.
你仔细看看我们在 Bay Area 生活的这些专业人士啊。
When you look at the career people in the Bay Area.
我想有些人在拜神，有些人没有在拜神。
We see that some worship God and some don't.
那没有拜神的人，他们假日做什么呢？
And those who do not worship God, what do they do in the weekends?
也许这个到这个餐厅去唱唱卡拉 OK 啊。
Maybe they go to the restaurants to sing karaoke.
啊，或者到 club 去跳跳舞啊。
Or they go to the club to go dancing.
可是你无论或者到人用什么样的娱乐呢，想要让自己轻松，没有一个信仰，没有一个神，没有一个助人的这种精神呢，那种心啊。总是有个洞，真的没有办法填满。除了耶稣基督以外，真的没有办法填满。
But you realize these people that do not have God in their lives always has this hole that cannot be filled.
那但是那些信耶稣的人呢
？But those who believe in God,
他们的有空的时间，他们用来服务弟兄姐妹。
When they have free time, they would use it to serve other brothers and sisters.
他们来拯救灵魂，他们来改变人心。
They would use it to save lives, to change the hearts.
你发觉到他们的生命真的过得很有意义啊
！You see that their life is filled with meaning.
啊，所以重要的是我们人生要追寻的是这种荣神益人的生活。
So that is an important thing to serve others and to glorify God.
那么约坦呢，把一种人呢？如果他不是追求荣神益人的，只是想要追求师父的荣耀呢？他说这种人就好像荆棘一样。
And there are these people that only benefit themselves and serve themselves. These people are like thorn.
这是没有生命的。
They have no life.
没有翠绿的。
They have no hope.
没有翠绿跟花朵的。
They have no flowers.
这个就是一种想要追求自我自私自利的生活的一个结局、啊、
And this is the conclusion of self-seeking.
那除了这个这个之外呢？当一个人走错方向，想要 只想要追求私利，追求自己满足的时候呢？啊，是这第九章又跟我们说，到底他的结局是怎么样呢
？Aside from this, when a person wishes to self-benefit, tells us in Judges what the conclusion of this person is.
我们再来看四世纪的第九章。
Let's refer back to Judges chapter 9.
310页。
Judges chapter 9,
第二十二节
，verse 22.
士师记第九章二十二节，我们念到二十四节。
Read from 22 to 24.
我们一起来念哈。
Together.
亚比米勒管理以色列人三年，神使恶魔降在亚比米勒和四件人中间，四件人就以诡诈待亚比米勒。二十四节，这是要叫耶路巴利70个儿子所受的残害归以他们的哥哥亚比米勒，又叫那流他们血的罪归于帮助他杀弟兄的四件人。当一个人生命的追寻错方向的时候
，When a person went the wrong direction in his search for life，
当一个人的追寻离开神善良原则跟道德标准的时候
，When a person search for life goes away from the morals of human nature，
你会知道恶魔呢会降在人的当中作怪。
You can see that the evil spirit will come between the humans.
因为哪里什么地方没有神呢？什么地方就有恶魔的工作
？Because where there is no God, there will be works of the evil.
那为什么这个恶魔也降在这个世界人当中呢
？So why is it that these evil came upon the terrorists?
不只是降在亚比米勒人当中，也降在世界人世界人哈。
The people of Shechem. Why not only on Amalek, Abimelech, but also the citizens of Shechem?
我们知道亚比米勒这一辈子最大的错误呢，就是杀了无辜的这个爸爸的70个孩子。
We see that Abimelech's most wrongful doing is to kill the 70 sons of his father.
可是世界人呢，却是帮凶。也来帮助这个工作。
But the people of Shechem actually helped and aided him.
这个就好像现在哦，虽然这个恐怖分子是我们认为是 Bin Laden 呢，但是这个 Taliban 的政府呢也帮助 Bin Laden 呢，所以呢，这个美国政府不只是要这个处罚 Bin Laden， 也是要处罚这个。Taliban 的政府这样一样的道理。
Just like right now, although the head of the terrorists is Bin Laden, but the Taliban aided him or assisted him, and that is why our U.S. government is aiming toward targeting the Taliban.
所以圣经跟我们讲说呢，我们不要在别人的恶事上面呢跟他们有混。
So it says in the Bible that we should have no part with evil doings of others.
不要做恶人的道路，不从恶人的计谋，不从不做亵慢人的座位。
We should not be in their paths or assist them in their ways.
或者呢，我们可能会 得到同样的处罚。
Or else we might get the same punishment.
那当一个恶魔的灵呢，临到人当中的时候
，When the evil spirit falls upon men，
因为知道人的生活就变得很黑暗、很凄惨、很荒凉。
You see that the lives of men are in darkness and in despair.
所以二十五节就记载呢，世间人想要谋杀亚比米勒。
So it says in verse 25 that the people of Shechem wanted to kill Abimelech.
他们埋伏在山上整个晚上呢，但是这个白白浪费精力，都也没有办法杀掉亚比米勒。
They were on the hilltops, but they wasted their energy because they couldn't kill him.
后来世间人跟亚比米勒就征战了。
So later on, the people of Shechem was in war with Abimelech.
亚比米勒好像也是战赢了。
It seems like Abimelech won.
他把整个世间的城市呢，把它让它荒凉，然后把它撒盐了，让这个城荒凉掉了。
And he was able to make the city deserted.
那所有世间人呢，都躲到一个高楼去，叫世间楼那边去。
So all the people went to a tall building called the people of Shechem.
那亚比米勒呢，就放火把这座楼给烧了。
And Abimelech put fire on this building and burned it.
烧死了一千多人。
Killed 1,000 people.
那你看到？就像圣经上所预言的，火呢从亚比米勒出来烧了四千人，那四千人火也从四千人出来烧了亚比米勒。
So as you can see, the fire burned the people of Shechem from Abimelech, but then the fire also came out of them and burned Abimelech.
后来在下一次战役的时候呢，亚比米勒自己呢就被石头给砸死了。
So later on, Abimelech was also himself killed with a stone.
他的人生画下了句点。
So this is the point of his life.
做王只有三年。
He was only king for 3 years.
圣经讲说呢，恶人呢，他的结局就好像糠秕啊，风一来就吹散了。
And it says in the Bible that the end result of evil ones are like the blowing of the wind; they will disperse.
当我们人生追求的方向没有神祝福的时候
，When there is no direction in life or blessings from God，
我们好像是成功了。
It seems like we have conquered.
但是常常失败在我们都料想不到的事情上面了。
Many a times we fail in matters where we cannot imagine.
所以呢，我们人生要追求什么呢
？So what do we search after in life?
我们常常觉得人生的追寻呢，没有办法重新来过。
We often feel that the seeking of life is something that cannot be replayed.
小时候我们这个长智齿，智齿掉了，还有永久齿啊。
In our youth, when we would have teeth, if it falls out, we would grow teeth again.
请问永久齿掉了之后，我们还有什么呢
？But after our teeth, adult teeth grows, what do we have left？
什么都没有了。
We have nothing left.
我们考试联考失败的时候，明年还可以再考一次。
If we take a test and we fail, we can take it again next year.
我们去看日出，今天没有看到，明天还可以再看一次。
When we see the sunrise and if we don't see it today, we can see it tomorrow.
但是我们人生走错路的时候，我们有没有办法再活一次呢？
But if we had taken the wrong path in life, can we go back and walk the same path?
所以我们人生到底追求什么？
So what do we search after in life?
我们真的要追求敬神、荣神、义人的人生。
We really must seek after the life of glorifying
God. 我们才会有神的带领啊。
To have the help of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们会不会觉得我们其实我们人生的，我们可以掌握跟决定的事实上不多呢？
Do you realize that actually the things that we can hold on to or grasp or in command of is not much?
我们从小生下来，我们自己没有什么选择。
When we were born, we really do not have much choice.
我记得我小弟自己上什么样的学校，好像自己也没有太多的选择，因为决定在我的分数啊，读什么科系，好像也是被分数给限制住了，自己也没有太多的选择。
And I feel that even going to attend schools, I did not have much choice because it depends on my environment surrounding.
我的分数啊。
My grades.
那你说出国，好像我有小弟有选择可以做来决定在台湾还是出国。
And coming to the United States, it seems like I had the choice to make.
可是后来发觉到，其实这样回想起来，当初那个出国的意念，那个 urge， 那个想法太强烈了，好像自己不出国都不行啊。
But when I thought back to that time, it seems like that urge of coming to the U.S. was so strong that I could not really not come out.
出国的第一年其实很后悔，也不敢回去，无颜见江东父老，也不敢回去，没有路回去啊。
Because the first year of coming out, I was shameful to go back because I couldn't.
那人生的选择到底多少呢？
So what kind of choice do we have in life?
你不知道连婚姻上面也没有太多的选择呢?
When you look at even our marriage, you do not have much choice.
你喜欢别人，人家不一定喜欢你啊。
Because you like others, others don't like you.
你不知道人生的路啊，有时候不是自己可以走得出来的。
You can see that the path of life is not really walked by yourself.
人生的路是被神牵着手。 牵着我们的手带领而走出来的，不是自己有办法去闯出来的。
Life of path is handheld by God to walk through.
那一个人如果是他的追寻的方向是按照神的原则在追寻的。
That person's direction should be in abidance with God's principle.
我们就会觉得人生的路还可以算蛮顺的。
And you can see that person's path is pretty smooth.
也许现在不是很顺。
Maybe at now it is not.
但是你回头一看。
But when you look back.
如果我是一个
If you are a God that person who worships God, you will see that God has abided with you.
但是如果一个人呢，想要追求离开神的良善跟道德的原理呢，像亚比米勒，照自己的方法，想要做一个人上人，想要追求自己私欲的满足。
But if you see a person just like Abimelech, wish to self-glorify himself, to self-satisfy.
你会知道我们所追求的，做到最后呢，真的像糠皮一样。
You see that at the end, this is like when the wind blows, you will see no more.
人生的追寻是什么?
So what is the seeking of life?
耶坦说，真的是要结出的果子是要供奉神，是要敬重人的。
Just like Jotham said, the fruits that come out should be sweet to others and to glorify God.
我没有这个方向，我想我们这一辈子是不会走错的。
If we have this direction, I feel that we will not walk astray.
很多人都很喜欢读《老人与海》这一本书啊。
Many people like to read this certain book.
老人与海，这个海明威所写的。
A book written by Hemingway.
Old Man and the Sea.
Old Man and the Sea.
里面有一句话。
There is a saying in the book.
人生呢，不是为了失败来出生的。
That life does not come out from failures.
Men are not born to be failures.
Men are not born to be failures.
人呢，宁可被消灭，也不可以被打败。
Men would rather be taken
destroyed
than to be defended.
Defeated.
Defeated.
那所以呢，这个老人呢。 为了钓那个鱼呢，他宁可自己不要生命呢，他都不要放弃那个把那个鱼给钓上岸来。So
this old man, fishing for fish, he would rather hold on to the fish than to care for his life.
所以他是宁可被消灭，也不愿意失败。So
he was willing to be destroyed than to be defeated.
但是拖上来的却是什么呢
？But when what he actually pulled out was not a fish.
一句。 巨大的鲨鱼的骨头架而已。
It was only the skeleton of a shark.
我们可以人生可以很有意志、很有毅力的来追求我们所想要的成功。
We can always go after our own success.
我们宁愿消灭，也不愿意失败。
We would rather be destroyed than to be conquered.
但是我们如果方向是错误的。
But if our direction is wrong,
你会知道最后是虚空的虚空。
You will see that in the end, all is vanity.
但是如果我们的方向是正确的。
But if our direction is right,
我们有神的祝福。
We have the blessing of God.
我们在主里面徒劳是不虚空的。
The hard work that we work for the Lord is not in vain.
我们会知道我们在神的国度里面有权、有份、有纪念。
We see that we have status and position in the kingdom of God.
这样是受神所纪念、所钟爱的。
And this is to be loved and to be honored by God.
难道我们要放弃这样的追寻吗？
Should we give up this kind of pursuit?
所以弟兄姐妹们。 我们人生应当追寻什么呢?
So brothers and sisters, what should we seek after in life?
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
437首。
437.
again the love begins to me. Back in the meadows of my home, Lord, to my heart bring back the springtime. Take away the cold and dark of sea. Oh, return to me, sweet Holy Spirit. May I warm and tender be again. Lord, may me thy last stream that flows so cold and clear. Down from the mountains I above. I will tell the world the wondrous story. The streams that flow from Calvary. Lord, to my heart bring back the springtime. Take away the cold and dark of sin. Lord, return to me, sweet Holy Spirit. May I warm and tender be again.
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We will now pray together.
感谢主耶稣，我们在灵布道会的时候呢，看到我们教会是坐满的。
We thank God that during our spiritual convocation, we see that the church was full.
所以最近教会呢，一直想要往外来扩展。
So recently, the church wished to expand.
但这件事情呢，如果不是神亲自同工呢，人就会枉然劳力啊。
And if this matter is not in accordance or abided by God, we will be doing this in vain.
所以我们在东区想要设立一个婚会呢，我们需要弟兄姐妹竭力的为这个事情来祷告。
So in the East region, we would like to gather up a group where we can pray together about this matter.
我们在 Sacramento, 我们也盼望那边的圣工呢可以持续的发展，因为那边的信徒来这边聚会的确是很远。
We hope that the holy work in Sacramento could also prosper because it's hard for the members there to come to attend services here.
我们也要为我们教会的同龄呢来祷告。
We should also pray for our fellow members.
如果我们看看我们的左边跟右边呢？
If we look at our right and our left side,
前面跟后面呢？
Our front and back.
你会觉得真的很多的家庭，很多的心灵呢，都需要我们关怀，都需要我们跟他们，都需要我们的爱。
You can see that many families need our care and our concern and our prayers.
我们觉得我们中国人比较不会用口头来表达我们的爱。
We know that as Asians, we are not able to express ourselves or our love toward others.
但是代祷呢，是爱心呢最最我觉得最有用的表达。
But to pray for others, I believe is the best method of to help others.
常常我们就要祷告久一点呢，不晓得要祷告什么东西啊。
Many times when we pray longer, we do not know what we pray for.
但是我们把教会的 directory 从头到尾想一次，二十分钟就已经超过了。
But if we think about the church directory from the beginning to the end, 20 minutes will pass by.
我们今天也有这种青年的事工呢，有一些重要的决定要做呢，所以我们也要为青年班来祷告。
And we also have some events or holy work to be done for the youth class that needs to pray for.
我们仔细看哦，我们这个圣何西教会哈，这个young professional 这些年轻的这种同龄呢，的确是占很多大多数。
We can see in San Jose Church that most of our members or a lot of our members are young professionals.
这是一个教会神国里面的一个相当重要的宝贵的神国里面的资源呢。
And these are holy helpers of God that are precious.
我们求主耶稣让这个班级呢，可以在主里面呢茁壮蒙到神更多的祝福。
And we hope that this class can be stronger and to be blessed by God.
我们也求主耶稣纪念凡是关心教会事工的那些同龄们。
And we also ask God to care after and watch after the people that do the holy work for God.
我们一起来同心跪下祷告。
Let's all pray and kneel down together.